This is Ted Kennedy. When military bases are closed in this country, alternative training facilities must be available. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, with the Cold War over, defense budget cuts are necessary. Military bases in some parts of the country have to be closed. That means real hardship for those communities. We need to guarantee that the burden is fairly shared. One of the most questionable parts of the proposal is the closing of facilities for training reserves. Regular forces can be shifted to other bases, but reserves have civilian jobs in their communities. If a facility is closed, they face a difficult choice between giving up the reserves or uprooting their families, moving to a new place, and finding a new job. The current Pentagon plan has too many arbitrary dislocations like that. The reserves are cost-effective, and they'll be playing an increasingly important part of our future defense. Base closings should be fewer, Al, and fairer, too.
Do my eyes and brain deceive me? You finally get the defense cuts you've lusted for, and now you're upset? Ted, liberals who are losing bases are giving their constituents exactly what they clamored for. Over the past three decades, daisy-clutching liberals have made a top priority out of putting the Pentagon out of business. So what's the rub now, Ted? Getting cold feet? Or is it just your constituents giving you the cold shoulder? The dazzling liberal support for the unnecessary Seawolf submarine and the current effort to save military bases are all really in defense of one thing, pork. But your novel preference for reserve forces over active duty forces is plain silly. The strength of our reserves must always be proportionate with our active duty forces. That's just common sense, Ted. Get off your feet, sit down easy. All your defense spending flip-flops have left you in a tizzy. Reservists in Massachusetts after you? Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.